Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Folks, we welcome you back. Have you ever been to Branson, Missouri? Well, that is exactly where we're headed for the E-Block in today's Destination Spotlight that's sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Wrap your love in luggage this Mother's Day and save 15% this weekend at travelpro.com, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, whether it's an upcoming summer travel, an important getaway, or business trip. One of the most important items to help you have a successful trip is definitely quality
luggage.
It
absolutely is. We say it all the time. Folks, listen, Mary and I, we travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy's on the go with the Max Light Series. Travel Pro Luggage, it's the choice of flight crews and in-the-know frequent travelers. Why? Well, because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage, save 15% this Mother's Day weekend at travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to that show me state we go. The 24th state in our nation as Branson takes center stage with us, and joining us on the show hotline is Jonas Argus.
Jonas, nice to have you aboard with us today to talk Branson, Missouri. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, we're very happy to have you here with us this morning. So, you know, we last checked in on Branson during our July 25th, 2020 live broadcast.
Oh,
clearly,
my.
Yeah, clearly the world, we were in the midst of the pandemic. We were all living through the limited operations, travel restrictions, and all of that. Thankfully,
yeah.
Nearly 3 years later, you know, in many ways, we're back to those pre-pandemic days. So let's start with what you think are, you know, a few new happenings or key additions in Branson that weren't maybe there 3 years ago that visitors who haven't been there in a while or ever should come experience.
Sure. Well, a couple of things. Obviously, we are well known, and we put on a great lineup of live music shows and live entertainment venues. It's funny going back to that time of back in 2020. We had just opened a new WonderWorks during the height of that, and then followed up that fall with the new aquarium at the Boardwalk. So those are two new attractions for families to enjoy that are open year-round, which is something that we've been striving for a long time. So, you know, we've, just like everybody else, we've been, you know, plugging right away. We've had two really, really good years of visitation numbers in 21 and 22. And, you know, I think as Branson is well known as a legacy family destination, we continue to provide great customer service and you know, provide families with those memories that they can cherish for the rest of their lives. So we work very hard at that, and we take it very seriously. So,
Jonas, in addition to all the live entertainment, your downtown area has some great shopping, some great restaurants, and Branson regularly ranks as a top road trip vacation destination here in the U.S. I think the Ozark Mountain Range, the beautiful Ozarks, probably play a role in that. But you also have some major cities here in the U.S. that people can easily drive from, whether it's St. Louis, Kansas City, Oklahoma City, Little Rock, Memphis, and there are others. Is the drive market travel a big part of your tourism?
Oh, it's the majority of it, to be honest with you. I mean, we even go up, you know, we get folks from Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chicago, Dallas, Houston. You can go on and on. I mean, our outer market, you know, 600 miles and out, is a very strong segment of our visitor base. And, you know, if you look at the population center of the United States, is currently in Texas County, Missouri, which is about 60 miles to the northeast of us. So we're within driving distance of over half the population of the country.
You know, back on our April 1st live broadcast, we checked in with Memphis. 2 weeks ago, we had the show down in Myrtle Beach for our Let's Go America tour. Music is big on both of those destinations. You just touched on a little bit with the live music and entertainment. Clearly, Branson is synonymous with music. So where are some
you
of
bet.
Your favorite places that you like to enjoy music?
Well, you know, I get it where I can, chasing kids around and doing everything else. But, you know, I've seen just, you know, in the last little bit, I've been to the Presleys. I've been to the Haygoods. I've seen the Dean Z show, which is a fabulous Elvis tribute show. This guy is amazing. But we, you know, working here at the Chamber and CVB, we get all kinds of invitations, and we support our you know, our businesses the best we can, and that allows us to see quite a bit of stuff. So,
and Jonas, we cannot talk to you today and not have you touch on Silver Dollar City for our listeners.
Oh, yeah,
because it goes back to 1960. It gets consistent top rankings, many accolades each year. It's great for families. So what do you want to share about it?
Well, just recently, as of last week, I think last Friday, we got the news that they were picked as the number one theme park in the country by USA Today readers.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also in conjunction with Wonders of Wildlife Museum up in Springfield, which is about 35, 40 miles north of us, Wonders of Wildlife, which is right next door to Bass Pro Shops.
Sure.
Granddaddy store. So those two hits were big for us. Silver Dollar City is a major driver. They do such an incredible job of hosting families and folks throughout the year with their different seasons and festivals that they put on. You know, one of the biggest bluegrass festivals you'll see, Southern Gospel, the food out there. They've made a, you know, over the last few years, they've really doubled down on food and culinary activities.
Well, the whole area there, listen, there's, and actually, we've been looking, we've been in some conversations about bringing the show out there to Bass Pro and up in Springfield, so we're working on that, and at some point, maybe we'll have to do this in person, but listen, it goes
I think you should do it down here in Branson.
Well, listen, we'll have the conversation.
You can cover all the other stuff around it.
Folks,
you can do it here in our office. I'll put that offer out to you.
All right, I love hearing that. All right, Jonas, listen, folks, if you want to plan your own trips, find out more. As Jonas just said, explorebranson.com is where you want to do it. Explorebranson.com. Have a great day, okay?
All right, thank you.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, Branson, Missouri, folks. They also, by the way, they have a publicly accessible golf course there designed by Tiger Woods if you're into golf. So the Show Me State is how we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two is going to kick off with the National Communal Forum in just a few minutes. We have a very busy 60 minutes coming up immediately following this top of the hour break. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.